My name is Malik Ware. I'm 14 years old. Today is November 27th, 2017, and I'm speaking with
Frances Mitchell Ware,
who is my
aunt.
We are recording this interview in New Orleans, Louisiana. Can you please tell me a little bit about your father?
Yes, my father was Frederick Mitchell, and I am an only adopted child. He grew up, his father died early, and he grew up having to support his mother and sister, so he was never allowed to attend school. But he started working in kitchens and restaurants, and they taught him how to read and write.
While working in kitchens and restaurants, did he discover that cooking was a passion for him?
Yes, very much so. When I came along, he and my mother adopted me when I was 3 weeks old. He was executive chef of a huge hotel in Biloxi, Mississippi, on the beachfront, the White House Hotel.
Do you have a memory of your father about a time that he really impacted you?
Yes, I was about, 3 and a half when my father taught me how to read. And for someone who hadn't been to school, after I became older, I know that I was impressed by it. We would read the newspaper and the Bible every night. And that's how I learned to read. And later years, I guess I was about 5, after dinner, my father came home every evening about 5:30. And after we had dinner, people would come to our home. And I asked him, why are those people coming to our home? And he told me that he was trying to help those who could not read well or write to get their social security numbers so that they could have identity. And that really impacted me, knowing how to be of service to persons who really need you.
Thank you. Can you please describe your father in some words, please?
Do you mean how he looked or?
How he was as a person.
Very compassionate. Not necessarily stern, but I always knew how he felt about everything because he was very interested in my learning as a small child, who he was and who my mother was and how I was to treat other people. Stern sometimes, but never harsh. I was just taught early on as a child what discipline was. I didn't get spankings or anything. I was taught to and told how I should behave, how I should act. One instance that I think of, I never went to a babysitter. Wherever my mother and father went, I went, even if they were separate. So that kind of impressed me because they belonged to a lot of different clubs. Like my father was a Mason, my mother was an Elk, and different teas and everything. I was always at those kind of places.
Would you say that your father was the cornerstone of your family?
Yes. He was definitely the head of our household. He supported us. And I know before my mother was married, she, you know, was the person who cared for herself. Actually, she owned a home before she married my father as a single black female. I must tell you this, my father was 56 years older than I am. He was 56 when they adopted me, and my mother was 45 when they adopted me. So I kind of grew up with all older people, and I enjoyed it.
Is there a lesson that he taught you that you take away that you can still remember?
Yes. As I said, I've learned service to other people, helping people. I was very happy that I learned how to read early, because in our neighborhood there were a lot of older persons who could not read, some who could not write. And my job was, whenever they received a letter from their family or anyone, I would go in and read it for them and then write a letter back to their family. And my father and mother taught me that helping people, and you don't expect anything back. It helps you feel good by helping persons. And I think that's one thing that really impacts me, and I feel good about it now.
Thank you for sharing this information about your life and your parents.
You're welcome.